Well, you know, the latest clashes between the two armed groups, the RJ and MNLC, actually, which started at the end of December, impacted Paoa and 40 kilometers in the north and the east of Paoa, leading to the displacement of 60,000 people and aggravating the vulnerability of more than 40,000 people, inhabitants of Paoa. We registered also more than 5,000 in Markunda, which is a village 60 kilometers far from Paoa, and we have almost 15,000 refugees who fled to Chad. We don't know how many people are in the bush, but this is a real catastrophe and a real humanitarian crisis.
You mentioned 100,000 people. That's 60,000 internally displaced people and their host.
Yes, it's host communities, because those displaced people went directly to be hosted by local families. And we have examples, actually, where a family had to host more than 30 people overnight, you know, which obviously is taxing even more those poor families and is impacting even more their vulnerability. Obviously, when they left their villages, they left everything behind them. Therefore, they are in a very acute, critical, urgent need of humanitarian assistance, mainly when it comes to food security, when it comes to access to health, to water, and to NFI, the non-food items. And obviously, there is an issue of protection, especially when you know that most of the displaced people are women, more than hundreds of them are pregnant and children. And this is why the humanitarian country team and the humanitarian team in Bangui immediately delivered assistance using the stock we had in Paoa, and WS could on 12th of January distribute food to more than 20,000 for the first week, knowing that we will have to cover anyway 100,000. We have already sent to a convoy some additional food through Bosongoa because we did not have enough stock, you know, in Paoa. Moreover, immediately I got in touch with the MSF, who is the major health partner there, and they scaled up actually their presence, and they made sure that all the health services were free for everybody, because that was not the case before. And they set up also some mobile clinics so they could go to all the areas and provide emergency health services and treatments and medicine to women and children who are affected by malaria and a number of other diseases, including some very worrisome infections.
Ms. Rushdie, your offices has just come back from leading an assessment on the ground of the situation. What is it that these displaced populations are asking for?
Well, they are asking mainly for food, and in that case, it's also the host communities, because they are very poor and obviously they cannot absorb the population of Paoa tripled in less than 2 days. So it is very important, of course, to make sure that there is no discrimination in the humanitarian assistance provided. That was food distribution. It was about health services and health treatments and medicine. It was also about NFI and access to water and sanitation, which actually started already. We started already doing that 10 days ago, including making sure that we address very seriously, and we provide the treatment for a number of diseases, including malaria. And we were really very much worried with all what we have seen in terms of identification, but also of the different displaced. In terms of protection of civilians, of course, that's at the heart of what we were doing in collaboration with MINUSCA. And as ever, we wanted at first to set up a site, a camp, where we could bring all the IDPs. But then, of course, we had to ask and to consult with the IDPs, and their position was very clear. They wanted to go back to their villages as soon as possible.
So to that end, what can be done to send them back to their villages as soon as possible?
Well, the first requirement is definitely to have a security. And in the discussion with MINUSCA, we were very pleased actually to notice that MINUSCA has issued an ultimatum to the armed groups, asking them actually to withdraw from the region 50 kilometers around Paoa, which actually is including the villages from where the displaced are coming, meaning that once this is done, it will be easier for us actually to accompany and support the return of the displaced to their areas of origin and to the villages of origin, because this is where they have their houses, this is where they have their fields, and that way they will be really able actually to go back and to make sure that they are going to save all their production, which is really key because Pauwa and the surrounding villages are very much depending on the local agriculture, with already a very critical food insecurity situation. If they don't come back and they don't return very quickly to their villages, the situation is going definitely to worsen.